This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Today, we have an update on the life of Riley. That's the story of the 9-year-old girl from Maine, born with a 1-in-a-million disease that creates aggressive bumps and lumps on and in her body. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, has been following Riley's journey through the healthcare system, and she joins us for this week's Common Health segment. Hi there, Carrie.
Hey, Anthony.
So, Carrie, last we heard, Riley was about to undergo a high-stakes MRI. Tell us about that.
That's right. This was the 32nd MRI that she's had in her 9 years of life, and the stakes were high because if she had a new growth on her spine, she could have been knocked off of the clinical trial that she's on at Children's Hospital Boston, hoping that a drug might help her fight her disease. But the news is very good. Actually, her spine was looking stable, and so she can continue on the trial, and she doesn't have to face any imminent surgery.
So that's good news, and we actually have a little bit of tape of Riley talking about that good news. Let's listen.
So I heard today that MRI went great, and everything's fine, so we're probably going to do one in the next about 3 months. It was pretty loud because that's how they always are. But other than that, it went pretty well.
So Riley, always sounding resilient. What does this mean for her? She's in the trial until when?
Yes, she's in the trial. I believe it's supposed to last about a year or so, and we will be following her. In fact, our next post on Common Health will be about this clinical trial and the hopes that this drug that actually came from a fungus on Easter Island long ago might be able to help her.
Well, we wish her well. Now, Carrie, in your post this week, you explore the genesis of Clove's disease, the name of the very rare disease that afflicts Riley, and you met with various doctors who explained how the label came to be. One of them is right here in the studio with us, Dr. Steve Fishman. He's co-director of the Vascular Anomaly Center at Children's Hospital in Boston. And welcome to Radio Boston, Dr. Fishman.
Great Thank to you. Have it's you. Nice to be here.
So, Dr. Fishman, your job is to track patterns in rare diseases. And I'm curious how you first learned about this particular very rare disease.
As a surgeon, I often am faced with children with large growths of abnormal blood vessel development, and a lot of my operative time is spent cutting off these large lumps and bumps.
And actually, Dr. Fishman operated on Riley. Repeatedly.
I did. I operated on Riley when she was an infant before we knew what this syndrome was. And we have a lot of patients that we really don't know what they have. That's not a typical thing for a doctor to say. We're supposed to go to medical school and learn about the different diseases and then treat them.
Sure, yeah.
At Children's in general, and in our group in Vascular Anomalies Center in particular, we relish taking care of patients that we don't really understand or the medical world in general doesn't understand. When I operated on Riley when she was an infant, I took off a large mass from her chest wall and her axilla, the armpit region, which was something we'd call lymphatic malformation or an abnormal development of the lymph channels. And I knew that's what I was taking off. I do that all the time. I'm very comfortable with that, even though that's an unusual problem in the general medical world. The thing that was strange was that she had some other growths that were sort of appeared to be normal fat, but there was too much of it. And after I took off the big lump from her chest wall, just below it, a mass of fat started growing quite dramatically, almost to the point of looking like a baby was pregnant.
Hmm.
And I took that off, most of it, and the little bit that I left regrew again, almost just as big. And that's something we hadn't seen before. So she ended up being in a category of patients that we sort of lovingly called PUVA.
I love this term.
We sort of made that word up. PUVA stands for Provisionally Unique Vascular Anomaly.
In other words, we don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
In fact, we don't know.
Yeah. And we're a group of doctors where we say something that sort of doctors aren't trained enough to say, which is, I don't know.
So, doctor, how do we get to the we don't know to actually labeling this as Clove's disease?
So when you look at rare things commonly, you start to notice patterns. In this particular situation, Ahmad Alomari, who is another co-director of our Vascular Anomaly Center, who is an interventional radiologist, has a particularly remarkable eye for patterns. And he said, I want to show you guys something. And he puts up the PowerPoint, and he just hits the button next. And he put up 19 patients in a row, and he said, don't they all look similar? Yeah, they really do. And we had been sort of fitting them into other diagnostic categories or labeling them as PUVA. Mm.
But until then, it really didn't have a name, and it didn't really have a label as a disease.
Correct. We made up the name, and we made up the acronym, and we gave it the label and gave it the identity. And Children's is a place where this is what happens. Somebody has to be the first to put the picture together and to classify disease. And actually, in the vascular anomalies arena, we've done that with a multitude of such conditions.
And, Carrie, as you continue to follow Riley's story and learn about CLOVES, what struck you about the understanding and the labeling of a rare disease like this?
Well, what struck me was that even though this particular disease is very rare, and in fact, each one, obviously a rare disease is rare because it only affects a few people, but rare diseases themselves are not so rare. And in fact, it turns out that at latest count, there's something like 7,000 of them affecting some 30 million Americans. So even though your inclination might be, oh, well, it's rare, it doesn't matter to me, it's not that many people, but in fact, a great many people have these rare diseases, and it's extremely important to be able to diagnose them. Once you do, then you can figure out what to do. You won't have what Riley's mother called just sort of like this weird thing floating out there. Instead, you have a diagnosis which suggests a course of action and also means that you can connect with other people who have the same thing.
So that's really the significance when it comes to a patient like Riley. I mean, she can connect with other people. There is a course of action. So huge significance that it's labeled and we know what it is.
Yes.
Yeah. So, Dr. Fishman, are you confident, given what you know, you've looked at this case for a long time since she was a tiny kid, that she might be cured one day?
So, CLOVES is a condition. It's not a disease. It's not something contagious. It's not cancer. It doesn't need to be cured and made go away. We can't take tissue that didn't grow normally and snap our fingers and make it normal. We can do surgical things and interventional things to minimize disfigurement and to minimize risk to health and well-being. But we don't need to cure it. We need to manage it and control it. So we have to come back to that we don't know, and Riley and her family know this. We can't guarantee what the future is because they are the cutting edge of our knowledge. But we certainly can guarantee that our group and others like ours will always work to further the understanding of her condition so that one day, both for her and for the children that follow, we will know the answers from day one.
Good answer. Many thanks to both of you. Carrie Goldberg is co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, and Dr. Steve Fishman is the co-director of the Vascular Anomaly Center at Children's Hospital. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you can find a link to Carrie's story on our website, radioboston.org.
Up next, our Boston Visionary series continues with drummer Terry Lynn Carrington. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.